In this section of the program today, we want to talk about what would the result be in America if such a division continues. And Dave, I'm going to ask for some real quick popcorn answers. You know what those are, don't you? You know, it's I give the question, you give an answer really rapidly. Rapid fire. Here we go. If this division continues in the United States of America, what will happen to our national security?
Gary, we will be susceptible. We will be sitting ducks for foreign countries because they're going to take advantage of our division. They already are.
Mm-hmm. What will happen to our democratic process?
It will unravel, Gary. It will absolutely unravel. If you know anything about the Constitution, the writings of the founders, they feared that. So they focused on things that would keep it from unraveling. If we keep going here, we're going to unravel.
What will happen to our international influence?
We'll have none.
That's so true. We'll bring ourselves to a demise. What will happen to our precious freedoms that we hold dear to our hearts here in America?
We'll lose them, Gary, and we're on the threshold of watching some of that happen. We've lost a lot of freedoms already. We'll continue to if we keep focusing on the divisions.
The family, of course, is the very, very root of society. And what will happen to our families if this great division continues to spread?
Our families will implode.
What about our military strength?
Gary, tragically, that will become non-existent. And again, I hate to keep hearkening back to 8 years ago, but Gary, we suffered catastrophic losses in our military framework and structure under the divisions that were fostered under a prior administration. If we keep going there, our military will lose its ability to defend us.
Well, then that leads us to a final question I want to bring up, and that is, what will happen to our very existence? I mean, you know, when you read back through the history of this country 240-plus years ago, those men and women who were founders of our country didn't always agree. They had some knock-down, drag-out discussions. But as you said in the previous segment of our program, they united around prayer. They united around some common causes. It seems like today we've got so many causes. Everybody has his own cause. But it was the fact that our founders united around a common cause, that they wanted a nation that would become a democratic republic where there would be freedoms. That's why we exist today under the direction and the sovereignty of Almighty God. But if we continue to see this division grow, and again, it's everywhere, what's going to happen to our very existence as a nation?
Well, Gary, we'll go down. And if I could hearken back to my ship analogy, you know, there's plenty of time to argue about the arrangement of the tables on the deck of the ship, who's going to be, you know, what officer, who's going to be first mate. We can debate all of those things in appropriate time and place as long as we keep the ship afloat. The number one task of those on board a ship, and I'm talking now about the ship of state, is to keep the ship afloat, to keep it moving so that those behind us can have the same liberty and freedom we've had. All the other things, who occupies this office, all of that kind of thing is secondary at best to keeping the ship of state afloat. So if we don't focus on those critical non-negotiable elements around which we can all agree, then the ship's going to go down and our very existence that you ask about will be no more.